Shorty and the Starship. Shorty the satellite was flying over the frozen asteroid when two voices shouted,
"Look out, Ski!"
A small metal disc shot past Shorty. He caught it in his robo-arm.
"Hey, let go!"
cried the disc.
"Who are you?"
asked Shorty.
"I'm Ike, a robotic puck used in the game of ice hockey, and I speak all known languages."
Shorty flew down to the frozen asteroid and saw Yuri and Nikita, the Sputnik twins.
"Hello, twins! What are you doing with those bits of glass and metal?"
"We found them floating in space,"
said Yuri.
"And we're using them to play our favorite game, Ski,"
said Nikita, hitting Ike and sending him flying across the ice. They were interrupted by a radio call from Grandma Computer at Mumbai Space Station.
"Grandma to Shorty, emergency, report to..."
The radio went dead.
"Grandma's been cut off. I better find out what's happened. See you later, twins."
At Mumbase, lights were flashing and sirens blaring. A great starship was circling around.
"Mumbase is under attack. I must hurry."
Shorty put his jets on full boost. Crash! He jerked to a halt. His fuses blew and his light went out.
"I've been shot,"
he moaned. The starship approached. Shorty's engines wouldn't start.
"Help! I can't escape!"
Shorty waited for the starship to fire, but she rumbled past, speaking a strange language. Old Zeke, the space shuttle, arrived.
"Zeke, I've been shot."
"No, you haven't, Shorty. You flew into the invisible force field around Mumbase. Grandma couldn't warn you about it because the radio was damaged."
Zeke lifted Shorty into his hold and flew to Mumbase. The dock droids repaired him and he went to see Grandma. Brigadier Battlecruiser was talking to her.
"Let me blast her to smithereens, Mom. She's rammed a space bus, smashed our radio aerials, and attacked Shorty. I'll blow her up with a couple of photon torpedoes."
"No, Brigadier," said Grandma. "She hasn't fired a shot yet. We must find out what she's doing here. Hello, Shorty.
I take the starship's voice. Listen." "That language isn't in my memory banks. If only we knew what she was saying."
Shorty remembered Ike.
"I know who'd help."
Shorty flew to the frozen asteroid. It was half time in the ice hockey game, and he played the tape to Ike.
"She's speaking Spanglish. She said, what's happened to them? They must be somewhere. She's probably lost her ice skates."
"It doesn't sound like she wants to destroy Mumbase,"
said Shorty.
"Ike, will you come and translate what she's saying for us?"
"Well, of course, Shorty."
But Nikita looked angry.
"We haven't finished our big match, Ski."
"You can borrow Ike, Ski, next week, Ski,"
muttered Yuri.
"Sorry, twins, this is an emergency.
Shorty grabbed Ike and flew into space.
After him, Kvicksky!
Yelled Yuri. The starship was flying towards Mumbase. Shorty flew alongside her and Ike spoke to her.
She's lost her glasses,
he told Shorty.
They were broken by a meteorite. She's sorry about the damage, but she's short-sighted and can't see where she's going.
The twins arrived. Shorty took their hockey sticks and joined them up with metal tape. They were the two halves of the starship's glasses. The starship was so happy that Ike could hardly keep up translating all the thank yous. The starship flew home, and Ike and the twins went back to the frozen asteroid, looking rather miserable. A week later, Shorty delivered a parcel from the starship. Two hockey sticks jumped out.
Hi, we are Molly and Bill, robotic hockey sticks.
As the twins watched, they whizzed onto the ice and started playing hockey.
The machines are taking over, Ski,
said Nikita. Shorty laughed.
Don't worry, he said. You can join in too.